We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Area, you.
All right, coming up in about 15 minutes, we'll talk to the voice of the Chiefs, Mitch Holthus, here on 610 Sports Radio, your official broadcast partner of the Chiefs. Pete Sweeney of Arrowhead Pride, your official website of the Chiefs, in studio with us here on 610 Sports Radio. And, you know, I swim in the Kool-Aid probably more than most people do when it comes to this football team. And, you know, 20-0, I got it. You know, I still think they can win 20 straight. I pick every game 35-0. There's going to be an opportunity for that to potentially happen at some point along the line this season.
Legend Bob likes to bathe in red Kool-Aid.
But I think when you look about what these this team needs to do in order to ensure that they're going to get back to the Super Bowl and get back to where they want to be, and I heard you say this with Carrington the other day, and I'm 100% on board.
Yeah.
Going to the Super Bowl is the goal this year. Like, anything less would be uncivilized. Like right. Anything less than making it to the Super Bowl is a failed season, and we've said that from the start of the year. And I think not only this year, as long as you have Patrick Mahomes plus Andy Reid, it has to equal you go to the Super Bowl. That has to be the expectation. And anything less than getting to and winning even the Super Bowl, I think, is an underachieved season that will be looked at inside that organization as failure, right?
Yeah, I mean, you've been waiting for this quarterback for
50 years.
Lifetimes,
yeah.
Right? I mean, there's folks that have been Chiefs fans forever. You're finally getting the quarterback. And he's very clearly the best quarterback in the league. And yeah, there'll be years where a Kyler Murray looks good, or a Dak Prescott. Last year was Aaron Rodgers, and they'll rival Mahomes. And maybe he won't win the MVP, but more times than not, he'll be in the top three, right? So right. He's the best quarterback in the league. So what you have there is a grand opportunity, and it's a 13 to 15 to 20-year window. And because now you've entered this second phase of Mahomes where he gets the contract, that has to be the goal every year. You've been waiting for this for a long time, that New England mentality of, if we don't win the championship, we failed.
Right.
And that's not only the case in 2021. That's the case for every year that you have Mahomes. Completely agree. And it raises the level. It raises the challenge for the organization. But that is something that you should be embracing, right?
It's a lot harder right now, honestly, with Patrick Mahomes to live up to that expectation right. Every year than to have a schlub at quarterback and just kind of meander around 8-8 or 9-8, whatever it is now, right?
Well, the thing you got to say, too, and what raises the challenge and makes it more difficult, is Patrick Mahomes got paid. And so now you're working with that cap space. What was easier and you're seeing, for example, the Carolina Panthers go into this by acquiring Sam Darnold. Sam Darnold is still on his rookie deal. So when a player like Stephon Gilmore suddenly becomes available, maybe you can go get him. Maybe you can have these different contract moves you can do. You can load up that defense. When Mahomes is making and the number gets to be like 40 a year, you have to play with that. You can't afford a guy like Frank Clark who's not contributing. You have to shed that weight. And so it does get challenging once you get past the rookie contract. We can't forget that, but that means you got to get the draft picks right, which the Chiefs have had some hits. And when you have these two rookie starters at center and right guard, they've had some misses. You know, if you talk about a Breland Speaks, for example,
right.
But more times than not, you're going to have to get some of these decisions correct.
And they've had a couple of really good drafts over the last couple of years. I mean, you go through the 19 and 20 and even the 21 draft,
yeah.
You've got a lot of starters and a lot of guys that are making big contributions to this team right now. But, you know, that's not a finished product. This team isn't a finished product. We got less than 2 weeks to go before the trade deadline. And I think if they want to get back to the Super Bowl, they need to make a trade to upgrade that defensive line. And I think it's the only way that this defense will get better is from the outside. We've allowed a lot of these guys to kind of come along, and I like Mike Dana, but I would rather have him come along behind somebody else than to try to become a star player at the sake of, you know, potentially costing your team games. And I think right now they need to add to that defensive line. There's so many rumors floating around out there of who they could have had. I know they were 100% in on Whitney Mercilus. It just didn't work out. So now you have to focus your attention to the next. Charles Harris and Trey Flowers from the Lions are both available. Ryan, big Lions fan. I'm sure you would love to have those guys here in Kansas City, get them away from the Motor City and let them come to a team that actually has an opportunity to win. I think they should be 100% in on them. The Marlon Mack situation at the running back is one that the people that I've talked to a couple of weeks ago, they weren't necessarily in on Marlon Mack at the time. People are saying now they may be kind of kicking the tires on Marlon Mack. That's a waste of time. This team has to stop focusing on the offense and making upgrades on the offense all the time. They really need to focus their attention and, Pete, their resources, too, on the defense. And if you have the opportunity to flip a draft pick, to flip a fifth round pick, a sixth round pick, whatever it is, for a guy like Charles Harris or Trey Flowers to come into Kansas City, they can play that defensive end position more importantly and move Chris Jones back in the middle. I still think you have to do that. And I think for the next 8 to 10 days, whatever it is until the trade deadline is right now, I think Brett Veach is going to be burning up those phone lines trying to find somebody available. Emmanuel Ogba is a name I threw out yesterday as a potential trade partner for the Chiefs because he's familiar with the system, had 5.5 sacks the Super Bowl year. The Dolphins are clearly in trade everybody mode right now. So there are opportunities out there for the Chiefs to make a trade to make themselves better on that defensive line. And I think they need to do that. If that Super Bowl goal is what they want to go after, you got to get better on that defensive line.
Yeah, it becomes interesting because the Chiefs are up against the cap. And so that is, it's tough right now. I go back and you don't want to second guess necessarily, and we don't know, but like you wonder why they didn't maybe keep a Charlton or a Ward. Not to say that these guys are world beaters, but just to have some of that depth. Like you take an Ogba, the cap hit right now is 7.5. So you got to find a way, okay, if we're around 2 or 3, what are we going to do to kind of get there so we could acquire that contract? Does it take the Dolphins maybe paying a little bit of it or something where you're surrendering maybe more of a draft pick? You know, are there scenarios where you can do that? For sure. And so I'm wondering how that would work. I think it more goes into just a simple trade than, you know, okay, we're going to get this guy. It's Madden. He's suddenly on our team just because you have that salary cap that you're playing with. But I would agree with you when you mentioned the position thing. I don't think it's worth chasing Mack. Marlon Mack also, too, for what it's worth, he wants out of Indy because Jonathan Taylor is a star and the team extended Nyheim Hines, who becomes their second back there. I mean, he used to be the starter. Mack wants to go to a team where he's at least the number two. I don't know even know if that's in Kansas City with what we've seen from Daryl Williams. Like, you put Clyde back into that mix. Let's say Clyde becomes the one again, or it's a mix. Marlon Mack is maybe three, and you've seen some good play from Jerick McKinnon. I don't think that's the position of need. I would agree. If you're going to make a move, especially with the way the secondary is playing now with Thornhill back in the mix and you've had Rashad Fenton and that upside, to me, it's at the defensive line position. And I would hear your argument maybe about the linebacker position, but
sure.
But defensive line, number one.
Number one. And it really is upsetting because that was a place where you invested a lot of money. You invested draft capital, obviously, in there. Right. Free agent money as well. You've done a lot to invest in that defensive line. And they're really a poor performing stock right now for this team. And they've got to find a way to kind of jumpstart it and get it to the level that they're paying for and get the production out of that defensive line. The other one that I saw yesterday, too, of rumors kind of circulating around out there is maybe the Chiefs were interested in an offensive tackle. Look, that's another position where you have a lot of draft capital and money invested in. Orlando Brown Jr., you got to play better on that left side. You know, Mike Remmer's now taking over on the right side. Maybe that will make things a little bit smoother along that offensive line. But I just don't think right now you're wasting resources trying to upgrade your tackle position or your running back position, because I think you're solid at running back. And you've already invested a lot at that tackle position. Those guys just have to play a little bit better right now.
Yeah, I like Mike Remmers at right tackle.
I do too.
I make it very clear, like, not at left tackle. Like, well, you have to say that, right?
Right.
But at right tackle, I think he did a nice job last week against, and Andy Reid noted this, and sometimes Andy will say things and you're like, okay, he's defending his players. But this is true. I mean, Cleveland has 4 first rounders on their defensive line. That was, Washington.
Washington, yeah.
Washington has 4 first rounders on their defensive line, and that's not an easy task. And I felt like Mike Remmers in his first start looked good. The team has doubled down on it this week. He was at the podium. He's going to be the starter at right tackle moving forward. That'll allow Lucas Niang to learn. And so maybe the idea behind the tackle position is a little bit with that for lack of better terms, like that Super Bowl PTSD where you just don't want to ever get to a point where you have to start backups and maybe you're looking at the tackle. The good thing is
Mike Remmers is a veteran who's been around this league. I don't look at him as like some guy they pulled off the scrap.
No, heap, I mean, know? Yeah, I mean more so like behind him. If I guess he were to go down, who would be the next? Like, are they at a point where they don't think Niang is ready and he won't be ready till next year? Maybe that's the thought process. The good thing, and you know this, and this goes without saying, but it's worth reminding people, is like, it's good that they're looking at every position and seeing if anything makes sense. There's no stone unturned. This is obviously a personnel staff that's working around the clock, but from the outside looking in, defensive line seems like it should be the emphasis.
And too, with Lucas Niang, I mean, he is where they expected him to be as a starting right tackle in this league, but he didn't have that year where they were going to play him at guard inside. They were going to start him at guard as a rookie inside and then eventually, you know, move him out to tackle. Now, they lost both their tackles in the same season, not necessarily planning on that. And then Lucas Niang never got that experience playing on the interior of the line before they bounced him outside. So he's kind of a year ahead of where he's supposed to be in playing terms.
Really quickly, I mean, he was supposed to be the left guard and then take over for Eric Fisher.
Right.
And I don't blame him. Everyone makes their own decisions. He opted out because of coronavirus, your body, your life, right? But it did cost him maybe moving out and being ready to go at left tackle this year, which, you know, you domino effect this thing, cost the Chiefs a draft pick. Now right. Niang doesn't really look like he can be the right tackle right now. And so it's kind of developed from there, and so we'll follow it and see where it goes.
Yeah, because last year people, you know, are maybe not familiar, but he was going to be your left guard, and then he was going to move out to tackle, and you didn't have that opportunity. Right. You lost that year of playing time, and you tried to speed up the development because you needed him, and clearly hasn't worked. Coming up, we'll talk to our guy Mitch Holthus, voice of the Kansas City Chiefs. We'll find out what the magical number of 30 means for both sides next.
Fesco in the Morning, brought to you by Santa Fe Auto Sound, Kansas City's home for car audio since 1960.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
He's the voice of Chiefs Kingdom and the premier play-by-play man in the NFL.
Off of Edelman and pick by the Honey Badger. Pick six. Tyrann Mathieu, pick six.
Andy joins Fesco in the Morning every Friday at 7:30, right here on your official broadcast partner of the Kansas City Chiefs.
Butker's kick is up. He lines it up. The kick is long enough. It is good.
610 Sports Radio. Here's Mitch Holthus.
Every week we talk to the voice of the Chiefs. His name is Mitch Holthus. It's brought to you by Ben Franklin Plumbing, the punctual plumber. And Mitch, as you know, Josh has taken a couple of days off. I don't know why he needed to get down to Nashville to scout the Titans early, but that's where he is. Hopefully he's got some good information from you because you normally do his homework. Sounds like he's down in Nashville maybe helping out the team for once, huh?
That second half of Washington fired everybody up, and it got Kling so fired up, he just took off in his car. Like, people don't know where he's at.
Right.
So somewhere he's like, you know, he's in Carbondale, Illinois, or Marion, Illinois, stuck just trying to get to Nashville. He might be up at the Dubuque Hempstead homecoming weekend. You don't know. He might be up there,
too. Is that this weekend? I didn't have that on the calendar. Was that this weekend?
It's not, but he made it this weekend, so
okay.
He's just by himself.
Right.
Having his own homecoming at Hempstead High School in Dubuque, Iowa.
Wouldn't it be like Josh, though, to like they have that day and they're honoring him and him not tell anybody? And like then all of a sudden he comes back. Yeah. Why didn't you tell us? We would have taken the show on the road if they were honoring you at your high school.
Just like him. So humble and so focused. But yeah, he would be honored for JV soccer and his goal against Wallert in JV soccer his sophomore year. That's this weekend, I think.
Big game for him. Big game back in the day. All right, the magical number of 30 in this game for both the offense and the defense. What do you mean by that?
Well, first of all, do you have Pete with you?
I do. Pete Sweeney.
Yeah, what's going on? How's it going?
You know, and Pete, life's full of acronyms, right?
We
know whether it's on Twitter or the military or football, they seem to be live by acronyms. And PAP would be play action pass, not with Pete of Arrowhead Pride.
Oh, look at that.
So if I really like you, I give you a nickname. So it's going to be Pap or the Papster.
All right. I'll take it.
All right. So let's dive into this 30 number. If you're Mike Vrabel, who I like very much, he's a good dude.
Mm-hmm.
You're thinking, are you not, I got to get to at least 30 points to beat the Chiefs. At least. All right. But he's thinking 30. Let's take 30 as the demarcation line. I started to go down a rabbit hole here. So if you're Mike Vrabel, if you don't get to 30 points, Patrick Mahomes is 40-2 with the Chiefs defense, or the Chiefs offense doesn't turn it over, and you keep the opponent under 30 points. Mahomes is 40-2.
That's insane.
Okay. So then I go down the rabbit hole of thinking, well, how many times have the Titans scored 30 points since the beginning of 2019, which was their run to the AFC Championship game, and they lost to the Chiefs? So I looked at it, and in 38 games, how many, this would be a question for Pete, just throw it out there. How many times do you think the Titans in 38 games have reached the 30-point threshold?
Handful, three or four?
Actually, 19 times.
Oh, wow. That's way more than I thought.
It freaked me out. I'm with you. I'm going three or four, too. And I go,
I said one to Pete. I put up the number one. I'm like, oh, probably only once. 19 times.
19 times out of 38, they have scored 30 points or more.
It's almost half.
50% of the time. Yeah, but then I keep going down this rabbit hole. I'm going, well, how do they do it? Because I think, the way they play, and honestly, Derrick Henry in 11 of the 19 games has had at least one or two runs of 35 yards or more.
Mm-hmm.
When you think about the Titans, you're going, well, you can't get it done that way. You've got to throw the ball to win in the NFL. Pete can prove that with all kinds of numbers. But if you're the Titans, they still get there. But they have to have Derrick Henry home runs to do it. Think about the 2019 season. The Chiefs lose down there 35-32. Weird game. Bad snap, blocked field goal, scoop and score, and a 68-yard run by Derrick Henry. AFC Championship game, the Titans only get to 24 points. Henry's longest run in that game was 13 yards. He's going to get a buck 50. He just can't get the 55, 60, 76 like he did to the Bills. They get there. They still get to where everybody else wants to get to go. They just do it in their own unique, different way.
To your point, Mitch, Derrick Henry had a 76-yard touchdown run on Monday night in the Titans' 34-31 win over the Bills. It does seem like a key cog to the Titans winning.
It has to be there. If they don't get it, Pete, they don't have enough. And not that I'm giving them – it's the Titans. If they don't get that play, then it's the Titans that the three of us were thinking of. They can't get to 30 points. They only have done it four times. No, they've done it 19 times, but it's always by a Derrick Henry, 50, 30, 40, 76. And then you think you got him. You're fine. We got him. And then on the play 26, he busts it for – 76 yards. They wore the Bills down Monday night. Yep. But that all those numbers going into that game, if you can hold him to 29 and keep him from busting a 30-yard run, the Chiefs, you know, his chances of winning are like 98%.
Talking with Mitch Holtis, voice of the Chiefs here on 610 Sports Radio. And this one is 100% on me. Like, I just never really rallied around the thought of Derrick Henry being this unbelievable running back. I don't know why. Like, he's always been out of mind for me, right? Like, sometimes you just have those players that are always out of mind. Maybe it's the division that he plays in or whatever the case may be. Like, I used to do that with Aaron Rodgers, too, for whatever reason. Like, list great quarterbacks, and I'd always leave Aaron Rodgers off that list. Tyreek Hill, though, is one of those guys that I've been saying for the last couple of years is severely underrated. I even talked with Travis Kelce, Mitch, this week about that, about how underrated Tyreek Hill is, and I think a lot of people just focus on his speed and don't think he can do much more. This guy's got tremendous hands. He's a great route runner. So underrated. Derrick Henry as well, for me, has been underrated. It sounds like we've got like two of the most underrated players in the NFL going against each other this week.
In the last 96 hours of doing a deep dive into this game, Bob, I actually came out with that exact thought. I go, these are the two most underrated players in the National Football League.
Yep.
Let's take Derrick Henry. We've already extolled his virtues. But since week four of 2018, so I'm going back a little further, his rushing total, he's just a few yards under 5,000 yards. It's never been done before in the history of the National Football League to have that much rushing production in that amount of time. I mean, this is the Jim Brown of our time. And nobody really, really, really talks
why,
about
though?
It.
Why, though? Why? Because I'm in that
I
boat.
I don't like, know.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, his numbers are mind-boggling when you look at what he's done. And honestly, it's the same with Tyreek Hill.
Yep.
You look at 63 touchdowns since 2016, only Jerry Rice and Randy Moss among wide receivers have that total. What? Randy Moss and Jerry Rice, like Tyreek Hill is in company in 5.5 years with those guys in what he's been able to produce. And even this year, he's number one in the NFL. He's tied with Cooper Kupp and Ryan's favorite player, Davante Adams, right, for
Green Bay
catches. Yep. In the NFL.
It's tremendous.
But we don't talk about him enough. We do around here, kind of, but we don't talk about him as one of the greatest players in Chiefs history, and he is. And then Derrick Henry is Jim Brown. And yet these two guys don't get enough national love for sure.
And I've been saying this for a while now, Mitch. It's not just this year or this moment, but I don't know. And you've obviously been around this team since the mid-90s as the voice of the Chiefs. So we talked to Mitch Holtis. I don't know that I've ever seen a player evolve and grow and advance as much on the field as I have with Tyreek Hill. Like it's just been unbelievable from the day he got here to where he is right now. God, he has grown so much.
Yeah, Kelce would be close. We forget how far Kelce's come. But those two are right in there. We're talking these two great players, but it has been developmental with both those guys. And with Tyreek Hill, like we're sitting here, I'm comparing Derrick Henry to Jim Brown. I don't have a comparison for Tyreek Hill. I'm trying to think, well, who in the league was like that? And DeSean Jackson? He's by himself because of his strength. His strength, his ability to start, stop, and move in four directions at once, like Dante Hall style, but to do it as a receiver every time is unique. And it's not just because of his speed. It's because of his unusual, freakish strength in his lower body. There's nobody else like him in the league, and we haven't seen anybody like him around here ever.
Mitch, when it comes to Hill, too, I think an underrated ability of this underrated player is the high point ability for being such a guy short in stature, but also the tracking. I don't know if we've ever seen tracking like Tyreek Hill as well.
Two fantastic points. If you think of the two long plays he's had this year when the teams finally wore down and go, well, we can't play two safeties at 25 yards anymore, it was the play against the Browns and the play against the Eagles. They got caught in a cover one type look or really cover zero, and he's back there.
Yeah.
But the ability that he could track the ball on those plays with a safety couldn't, there's just not a lot of, like DK Metcalf, I don't think is going to be able to do that. And he has an unusual ability to track the ball and then get there from 0 to 40 yards in nanoseconds, but to do it with tracking. And you're right about high pointing. His vertical is underrated because he's a short guy. We don't think of him as DK Metcalf because of the stature, but he can high point the ball like a DeAndre Hopkins.
Right.
Now, he's had the drops, these last couple drops, which is mesmerizing. But for a guy of that stature, it's an excellent point, Pap, that he can
thank you.
That he can high point the ball. I mean, his vertical's nuts. His strength, his vertical's all of it. And you're right, his tracking ability.
All right, Mitch, we got Chris Jones and Charvarius Ward look like they're going to be back. It looks like Anthony Hitchens is probably going to be out of the lineup. I would say probably. You know, you never know until officially on game day, but it kind of looks like he's going to be out of the lineup. Who's going to fill in and who's got to step up this week?
Well, and then Tyreek's still a concern. Today will be, you know, the telling story. It was interesting. You guys, on Monday nights, I love it when I get a chance to talk with Andy Reid on the Chiefs Kingdom show.
Because
it's a fireside chat, right, with Coach. He gets relaxed. He's not in press conference mode. It's like you're getting a one-on-one with him, and we're just sitting there at Pooch's talking ball.
Right.
And it was interesting the other night because he's just very relaxed, but he goes, I didn't think we were going to have him last week, being in Tyreek Hill. And then he leaves the game. He's not out there for the first drive of this third quarter. He goes, I'm just trying to plan without him. I don't think we're going to have him at all. All of a sudden, he just pops up in front of my face. And they're like, okay, you're going? Yeah, you're going. All right, well, let's dial you up like four times. So Tyreek today, hopefully, he's going to be ready to go. But if he can't, that, of course, opens up some other problems. The one, though, with Hitchens wearing the green dot and then Neiman, they also have to get prepared defensively, and they're getting there to play more nickel as a base, right? Because to me, it seems like that is their strongest defensive structure because you have Bolton and Gay as your two linebackers. It puts a Legarius Sneed in the slot where I think he's outstanding, especially as a blitzer. But it puts everybody in different spots, in the right spot, seemingly. And then Rashad Fenton's week, where Pro Football Focus had him the number two rated cornerback out of 118 corners. But when you have an injury, there's a ripple effect. And I'm going to even give you a sneaky one here. If Michael Burton can't go because of the pectoral muscle problem, and you're going, well, it's a fullback. He's only okay. Now all of a sudden, your third tight end has to be the fullback, or you're forced to go tackle over tackle and maybe go on a balanced line and put like an Allegretti out there. But your tight ends are beaten up. Like Kelsey's trying to push through some injuries here. You got Blake Bell trying to gut it through a bad back, and you got Gray. So Burton being out puts more pressure on those guys and may force Coach into doing some tackle over tackle. So there's a ripple effect to all these injuries.
Mitch, we appreciate the time as always. Enjoy the game in Nashville, and we'll talk to you again next week. Make sure Kling stays on his P's and Q's and actually shows up to the game and doesn't continue to party on, I think it's 4th Street or something down there.
Yeah, he hasn't made it there yet. He's in Paducah, Kentucky right now.
Good. I'm glad you're tracking
him. I have no idea. He's at a
Kling track.
We're tracking it right. I just picked he's at a Dunkin' Donuts in Paducah, Kentucky.
Good for him. I hope he gets
the plane
tonight.
So it's like the Truman Show.
Yes, it is. Keep watching,
Truman Show. It's the Kling Show.
Mitch, we appreciate the time. That's Mitch Holthus, the voice of the Chiefs. It's brought to you by Ben Franklin Plumbing, the punctual plumber. Coming up here on 610 Sports Radio, there's a big reason to be optimistic about the defense, and we'll shout it out at 913-576-7610. Anything you'd like to discuss, that's next.
Fesco in the Morning, brought to you by Santa Fe Auto Sound, Kansas City's home for car audio since 1967.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
All right, we'll shout it out coming up in a couple of minutes here on 610 Sports Radio. Our thanks to Mitch Holthus. If you missed our chat with the voice of the Chiefs, check it out, 610sports.com or the Odyssey app. Download it and listen at your convenience. One of the things that we need to get back on the train with is playing good defense in Kansas City. I think they kind of started it last week. Mm-hmm. Actually, really, against the second half against Buffalo, I thought they played fairly well. They got a couple of stops. The offense wasn't able to convert on those stops. And I thought, really, in the entire game against the Bills, or the Washington football team, Pete, I thought they played really good. Pete Sweeney in for Josh today of Arrowhead Pride. I thought they did an unbelievable job playing defense for the first time this season against the Washington football team. They held them 13 points.
Yeah, I really liked the way the defense kind of stepped up in week one. Juan Thornhill was on the field at that time, too, and it hadn't really felt like that since. And you had this moment in this Washington football game where Tyrann Mathieu went nuts, right? Everyone was talking about it. He went ballistic. It was after the 3rd-and-16 conversion. It was after a touchdown from Ricky Seals-Jones, if you remember that name.
Yes, it was. Ricky Seals-Jones, RSJ.
That's right. And it was funny because Turk Wharton was like, we don't even know what he was really saying, but he just was going nuts on the sideline. And it seems like this is something that the defense really enjoys, they can really get behind, and it showed in the second half. And not to say that there are going to be moments like that all the time. I think sometimes that gets actually a little bit overblown. But this seems like a marquee moment in the Chiefs' season. It can only be a marquee moment if the defense continues that now in the first half of a game, which we really have not seen this year.
Continue that, yes.
Is building off of that, could this be there, as Jay likes to say, their Mexico City in 2019, where you have good defensive efforts the rest of the way. The personnel changes have been made. Now let's see if we can have some continuity.
And I think that's a reason to be optimistic about this defense. I think Juan Thornhill did change it up a little bit. Now, the whole yelling on the sidelines, Josh said he was down there watching it, you know, because he's on the sidelines for every game. He's like, that one person was really paying attention to him. He's just going over there like a child, you know, like, and then you just kind of let him just kind of burn out and get it out of his system.
Right.
But, you know, I don't know what you do in that situation. Like, if you're on the field and the guy's going like that, you just kind of just look at him and go, all right, man, I get it. You're upset. But I'm not going to go over there and say anything to him, right? I'm not going to go over there and get in the way. Let him get it out of his system.
I try to avoid every and all altercations with Tyrann Mathieu, whether it be when we're asking questions, whether it be on Twitter. Can't even not tag him. That's not an option. He's going to look up and that you talked about and he'll tell you what's what. So, yeah, I think that is something that I kind of go with.
You know, I delete a lot of tweets.
Yes, you do. But if it ends up being one of those things that kind of propels this team, hey, man, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what we think, what people say. It matters about how you as a team react. And if it works for this team, then that's all that matters. Let's shout it out. 913-576-7610. Brought to you by Jay Southland Tow Service. They are simply the best. Check them out at southlandtow.com. Mention 610. You will save 10%. What is on the Jay Southland Tow Service text line, Ryan?
Our Wake and Bake coupler back at it.
Oh, they
are. Took another PTO day to Wake and Bake on a Friday.
What else are you doing today? Are you going out for pancakes again?
They want to know where they should go for breakfast.
For breakfast. Well, you suggested a place the other day.
Oh, yeah. The Denver Biscuit Company is tremendous.
I have had Denver Biscuit. It is very good. It's very filling, so make sure you're ready to nap.
Is it one of these places that I got to wait in line outside of, so I need to go early, or?
I mean, we went on a Sunday morning at like 9 o'clock and sat right down.
So you did, sat right down.
I've waited at that place.
But I could definitely see it being a have to wait for it.
Yeah, I've waited for that place, but it's worth the wait. I enjoyed the Denver Biscuit Company. I also think First Watch redid their menu. I don't know if that's an option for you, but
did they take the banana nut pancake off the menu? Because that I thought was the best pancake in Kansas City for years.
I'm not sure, but they had this really good OG original breakfast, and that would be my recommendation. Get a pancake and a sausage
and some eggs. Is that really what you want if you're waking and baking, though? Don't you want like a nice cinnamon roll
maybe,
or something?
Maybe a couple. You can order side dishes as well, Bob.
Get whatever you want, right?
Unlimited, yeah.
All right. Just go with your recommendation.
Get the Franklin at the Denver Biscuit Company.
The Denver Biscuit Company. My one daughter's off of school today. We were going to go do some stuff. Maybe I'll take her there for lunch instead of going for a hike or something.
Get you a brunch. Yeah. 913, shout out to Mason Pesh for being wart free.
All right, Mason, way to go, man. It's awesome. I told the story about my wart doctor when I was a kid. This guy was smoking cigarettes and burning warts off my feet. It was awful.
with the cigarettes? Or?
No, he had a medicine that he would use. But if he used a cigarette, I wouldn't have been surprised. It was the 80s, Pete.
That would be wild.
It's a great question.
That would be a documentary.
Yeah, no, it was the 80s, man. Doctors smoked and they burned things off you. And we all made it out okay.
Okay.
We coddle people too much these days.
Let me take this cigarette out of my mouth so I can get that work.
Yeah.
816, shout out to my daughter. Received the kindness award for the entire third grade.
Nice.
Proud dad here.
Way to go, man. That's a big dad moment. I'm happy for you. You're doing a good job as a dad. That award, man, it's cool for your kid to get. But that's a reflection of you. Be proud of that, man. Wear that one. Way to go, dad.
The entire third grade.
Yeah, too. You're raising a good kid, man. You're doing things right at your house.
Kids are kind of jerks around that age, so.
It's got to be a good feeling.
I don't know
though,
how
right?
the competition level was, but congratulations.
Did your kid ever win the kindness award?
He's got like an attendance award. Yeah, maybe.
Yeah, that's the only awards I ever got was showing up on time.
I don't
time.
Think so now that he's gotten some award for something.
I'm trying to think if my kids have ever gotten that award.
We just had the parent-teacher conference yesterday. So.
And how did that go?
It went well. He got ice cream afterwards.
Oh, so good. Very nice. Good. Pete doesn't have any kids he knows about yet, so.
You worry about your stray bullets at all, Pete?
No. Come on. Manage those.
913, feel bad for my cousin Kyle V. He doesn't have a smoker, so he can't properly pork anyone.
Oh, that's too bad. Kyle V's had a rough week, though, right?
Sorry, Kyle.
I thought it was David. David something or other.
Well, I don't know.
Blackwell?
Maybe.
There it is. Shout out to the resilient David Blackwell. Sorry Molly left you. Guess the full back tattoo of the X Factor was the final straw.
Oh, no.
I got to meet this David Blackwell guy. He's gone through the ringer this week,
man. Is it a full tattoo of X Factor Dante Hall or the X Factor? What are we talking about?
Why can't it be both?
Well, I hope it's neither. I mean, like, if you're getting another man tattooed on your back full size, I don't know, man. Get yourself tattooed on yourself.
Yeah.
Didn't Paolo Orlando do that? I thought that was weird when he did that.
Feels like a Kanye West type of move.
Paolo Orlando had himself tattooed on his body?
Yeah.
I don't remember that at all.
It was like to commemorate his first home run or something. Google it. I don't think I'm making that up.
Remember when he hit that big home run?
He did. Yeah, I did.
Do we have that audio, Ryan?
I'm sure I have it. Let me find it. Shout out to Pete, audio? Casey's own sex icon, says the 816.
Pete Sweeney.
Look at that.
Look at you. You win best dress, best looking plaid man.
That's right. Straight sex on a Friday.
There you go. I like that. That's good for you, man. Way
that's
to
a,
go.
That's a family show.
Yeah.
Good morning.
I don't think I have the audio from Uncle Hud.
I think YouTube might have that audio.
I don't know if I'm allowed to play it.
Oh, maybe not, but it was on television, for gosh sakes.
If it's on television, you could play it. Can you?
Well, if that's the case, I don't know. I haven't seen Janet Jackson's boob since it came out.
That's true. Cool, so. Could you imagine if that had happened in the age of social media? You thought America lost its mind then?
I don't even think you could find a picture of that now.
What would have happened had Twitter been around if that happened with Janet Jackson?
Does she expect us just to believe that she wears pasties all the time?
Yes.
Like, are there women that do that? I'm confused by this.
She's performing that day. It was a halftime show.
I'm legitimately asking the question now.
Yeah. I legitimately don't know the answer. Pete might, though.
It's a thing to make, you know, the dress look nicer, essentially, I think.
Just to wear pasties?
I don't know. Look, I'm not an expert in this department.
Huh. Can I please finally get a shout out to my wife for regularly wanting morning fun time?
Good for you, man. Whoa. Way to go.
That's cool.
Nicely
done. You guys
like
play board games in the morning or something?
Yeah.
We're approaching
Parcheesi.
PG-13 territory. Now.
Parcheesi in the morning. I like that. Good for you.
Someone says David Blackwell will pork you. After hearing about that fungus he had, I don't think I want.
Okay.
And then the Fishers as well, man. That wasn't good for him. He's had a rough week.
Sorry, David.
I don't really know how to deliver this. I understand you want me to, like, sing it. I'm not going to sing it. Like a good neighbor, stay over there.
Like a good neighbor, stay over there.
There you go. That's what this gentleman or lady probably wants. Was Bob perfect. To was serenade perfect. Them, yeah.
Good fences make good neighbors. I'm thinking adding a second fence around my yard.
David Blackwell will have fun time with your wife.
No, he won't.
Also, lastly, shout out to Mitch for making PAP a morning conversation topic.
Pat, play action plays.
Yeah.
That's right.
Play action plays or play action pass or play action Pete.
I was going to tell you to cut Pete of Arrowhead Pride, and then we could maybe develop our Mitch Holtis accent from there.
It's good. I don't know if it had music underneath it. I'll go back and check.
Go back and look okay. And hear what he had to say.
Turns out Pete and I do not do Mitch Holtis impression. No,
I don't think anybody really does.
Admittedly, I didn't plan on doing it. I just...
Denny's easy to do. Like, everybody thinks they can do Denny.
Well, yeah,
right?
But it's like Harry Carey.
Right.
You know? Like, it's now you're just doing Will Ferrell doing Harry Carey.
And it's and gone. Ryan has the totals. Like, everybody's got their version of Denny, right?
You could probably pull off the impression of Mitch if you do the touchdown thing.
Yeah, but see, that's using just, like, the signature term. And that's what I just did, obviously, with Denny. But, I mean, is it imitating and doing it an impression when you just say what they say in your voice, or do you have to be able to do like the common?
I find that impressions can be bad. What can be more important is what you say. So if what you're saying sounds like something Mitch would say, like then it becomes immediately
right better. Like if you just scream touchdown Kansas City, is that necessarily doing an impression, or
it's gonna be
just...
all right, because you know what? Everyone will know exactly who it is, you know, sure. At that point. The material is as important as the voice.
It is? Okay.
Yeah. Right. I don't think I've ever heard anybody do a good Mitch Holtis impression.
That's what I'm saying. I don't think anybody can.
913-576-7667.
We'll take your phone call.
I got a pizza for you or something do one.
Honestly, if you think you can do legitimately, like if you've been... like at a party drunk and somebody told you that you do a good Mitch Holtis, call us and let us know. We'll be the judge.
We'll pretend you're Mitch. They call and we'll say, okay, Mitch, what are the Chiefs going to do this weekend?
Right.
And you could tell us.
You can tell us, yeah. So if you do a good Mitch impression, 913-576-7610, you got a pizza on the line? Is that what you said, Ryan?
I mean, I've got something.
All right, we'll figure out something.
I've got a lot of stuff for you know.
I love this.
Got a lot of stuff for like reference if you need reference.
There are times you have to just whip the dude in front of you.
That's right. Right. That's a good one. That's a good one.
It's not about hamburgers and sacks.
I mean, I've got a lot of Mitch. Mm-hmm.
There you
reference.
Go. There's your material. Right.
See, I think Mitch is hard to do. I think that is a tough one. I think
blah, blah, blah.
It's not like Harry Carey was easy because he was like, hey, everybody. Like, he had something that you could do. And then all of a sudden, we all became like imitating Will Ferrell doing Harry Carey. And people have forgotten who the hell Harry Carey is at this point in time.
I've got a big one, Bob.
Three degrees of Harry Carey, it becomes a Kevin Bacon situation.
It absolutely does. Yeah, see that one right there. I got a big one, Bob. Like, I don't know if that's something you can imitate. So I just think he is very, very hard to do. 610 Sports Radio, KCSB, Kansas City, WDAF, HD2, Liberty, and Odyssey Station. Coming
You're so
up in
smart,
about,
though, Bob.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Coming up in about 20 minutes, we will talk with Nate Taylor, Chiefs insider here on 610 Sports Radio. But one of the biggest questions, and I'm sure you get this on your website, Pete, at Arrowhead Pride. We hear about it all the time. When's Josh Gordon going to play, right? That's the biggest question that I think Chiefs fans have right now on the offensive side of the ball. A lot of questions on the defense, but on the offensive side of the ball, it's curiosity. People want to know, when's this guy going to play? It reminds me much of what we went through with Le'Veon Bell and some of the other guys of name that the Chiefs have signed over the years. I wrote them down a couple of weeks ago of the Jason Avance, Le'Veon Bell, Shady McCoy, Kelvin Benjamin, Darrell Revis, CJ Spiller, like all these names that you've recognized over the years that have been brought in here and then don't do anything, don't fizzle out. Ryan's got a theory that they just signed these guys so nobody else does, right?
Yeah.
But this one... with Josh Gordon, I was like, all right, whatever. He missed like parts of 6 years and been suspended how many times by the league. But now that he's here, I'd like to see if he's a guy that can play or if he was just a guy that you just stashed so he wouldn't go somewhere else.
Yeah, so we have the sound here, so I'll set up the situation. Josh Gordon got a few plays and he was supposed to, and then Andy Reid was kind of saying against Buffalo he would try to get him 20 plays. And so that didn't happen because the Chiefs got down. You know, they had to go and hurry up offense. Josh Gordon, who's still working on the playbook, is not going to be ready for that type of situation. Okay, we get it. You got 9 plays. When Andy Reid is saying that, okay, now you're thinking, well, duh, he's going to have 20 plays against Washington. And then he had only 11. So that was one of my questions going into Eric Bieniemy yesterday was, what's the deal with Josh Gordon?
Hey, how come my computer's not on? Is it on?
Probably us as coaches. We just need to make sure we're putting him out there and getting him, you know, comfortable out there as a player and making sure that he's understanding exactly what's going on. But the only way he's going to learn is to go out there and make a mistake every now and then. And that's okay, because if he does make a mistake, I guarantee you he won't repeat that mistake. But that kid has been working his tail off. the thing, I'll say this again. We just need to make sure we're getting him more involved. Joe has done a great job with him. He's been practicing his tail off, and it's just up to us to make sure we get him the necessary reps that he needs on game day.
So they're saying it's up to the coaches, and I heard that. I'm like, God, well, then what does this guy have to do to show you that he's ready to go?
The key there was Bienemy saying a mistake. So you got to sometimes dig into these guys, especially Andy Reid and Eric Bienemy. There was some kind of mistake that was made. We don't know the calls. We don't know exactly what it was. But Josh Gordon got on the field and did the wrong thing. And they said, okay, let's dial this back. Only had 11 plays against Washington. So my idea is that the goal should still, at this point, be around 20 to 30, I would say, in that range. And I bet you the Chiefs will be trying to do that on Sunday. And they should be, because the players are seeing an athlete out there. Travis Kelce was another player who really raved about Josh Gordon as well.
Yeah, and we'll hear what Travis has to say in just one quick second. But, you know, to me, with Josh Gordon, if he's not ready to go, though, I can't put him out there,
right?
Because I don't think this is like 2 years ago on offense where you could afford to make a mistake or two, right?
Correct.
You can't afford those mistakes right now. So I appreciate the coaches saying, wasn't quite ready. We don't want to put him out there till he's quite ready, because if he runs the wrong route and he goes left and Patrick throws right and that ball gets picked and it's a pick six, we're going to be going, oh my God, another pick six. Those are tough to recover from this year for this team. And if Josh Gordon's running the wrong routes and is not where he needs to be and doesn't have the trust yet, then I'm all for keeping him on the bench until he is ready to go.
It'd be different if you felt better about the defense, and maybe you're building to that point, but the defense is not in a place where you can experiment.
Correct.
On offense when you're 1-3 against the AFC.
Here's what Travis Kelce had to say about getting Josh Gordon more involved.
Josh, I mean, he's an absolutely unbelievable athlete. You know, you see him out here running around, you see how big he is, how physical he is, and then he plays like that. You know, some guys don't actually play the way they look, but he's every bit of it, and we're excited to have him here. It's just getting him caught up with all the terminology, the slangs that we use, and just how we practice every single day here. I think he's just fine. He's moving along, and he's definitely progressing through the offense and understanding things a lot.
So it's not from a physical standpoint. It's not from an athletic standpoint. It's just knowing the playbook standpoint. You make an amazing point, Pete, is that you can't sit here and just go out there and think that if, you know, he's halfway ready to go, you can put him out here with the way that this team is playing. Part of complementary football, which I've been talking about for weeks now, is making sure your offense puts your defense in a good position. And there have been a number of times this year where the offense hasn't done that.
Yeah, I think once he's ready, and I feel differently about Gordon than Avant and the players you mentioned.
Sure. I was just giving you the list of guys
right.
We brought in.
You're right.
You know?
Revis and the skill position players and everything. I think what's realistic to expect from Gordon is healthy Sammy Watkins production numbers. Meaning when Sammy Watkins was healthy on the field and you were facing a good team and Tyreek Hill and Travis Kelce were shut down, he could go off for 100 yards and a touchdown or two. When Kelce and Hill are involved, maybe he gets three catches for 45 yards. But that's kind of what you've been missing since Watkins has left slash was just injured half the time.
Mm-hmm.
You were always kind of missing that. And so I think optimistically, that's what the Chiefs foresee in Gordon. It's just, you know, it's a player learning one of the more complex playbooks in the league.
Right.
The Chiefs were probably a little bit too quick to say, oh, he's ready. You know, we're going to get him 20 plays. They probably regret that in a sense. And now they're still kind of working him in.
Ryan, what do we have going on the phone lines? We asked for it and we got it, huh?
There's several callers believe that they could do a Mitch Holtis.
All right. Let's see what they have. Who are we going to first?
Let's start with Sean and Olathe. Good morning, Sean.
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. How are you today?
I'm well.
All right. Great to hear. We're getting ready to mix to the sweet nectar of 6'10".
We're talking to the voice of the Chiefs, Sean Holtis. What's the key to Chiefs and Titans this weekend?
Well, like I've always said, it's a K-State player, so it's going to come down to Byron Pringle making a big play.
All right, that's good.
Are you doing the impression right now?
Yeah, or is that just your voice?
That's Sean Holtis. That's Sean Holtis.
Is that him, or is that the voice isn't there? The going
Sean
with the,
talking.
Yeah, the going with the K-State player is money in the bank right now. Yeah, but that's not a good voice impression of Mitch. It's a good I know what Mitch is going to say impression.
It's the material.
The material's fantastic.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
John, it's a tough act to follow. John's in KC. Good morning, John.
Good morning, fellas. Listen, this week it's real simple, okay? It's kick butt, okay? We got to get back on the straight and narrow path and find the nectar again. And next thing, we're going to have to go down to Paducah. And we're going to check on Kling, okay? Make sure he's not passed out. in a bathroom at the Dunkin' Donuts.
That's
again, the material I like.
Pretty sure
the voice had nothing to
not
do with
there,
it.
Yeah.
No, no. No, the material's fantastic. We're getting to a point here, though, Ryan. We're proving this point. Nobody can do a Mitch Holthus.
I feel like I know how this is going to go. Maurice is up next. Good morning, Maurice.
Hello, guys. Listen, I got a story for you. Now, there was this kid, all right? Fifth grade, 6 foot tall. Guess what sport this kid decided to go to? What? You'll never guess.
Basketball.
Badminton. He ended up going to Hiram College for badminton. Now, the Chiefs still were looking to recruit this guy, but he said, nope, I'm staying with the badminton. Now, guess what they called him? Big Birdie. Yep, that's right. Big Birdie.
What are you talking about here?
That's pretty good.
That was not bad.
That's really good.
Hold
on, Maurice. Yeah. I'm going to give you something.
Yeah, that was pretty good. The material, the voice.
I thought the best impression was Sean. Maurice had the best material. Maurice helped us.
Sean hung up.
No, I thought Maurice was the best. We saved the best for last. So congratulations
Maurice,
for getting that.
Whipping the dude in front of you.
That's exactly right. Maurice, I think I don't want to say nailed it, but it's come closer than I've ever heard anybody come with this Mitch Holthus impression.
Well, look at Maurice. He's got a free pizza or something.
Yeah, he's got something for free, right?
And he was high most of the time.
Coming up, we're going to risk it for the brisket, let you know how you can win a $50 Smokehouse Barbecue gift card, and Chiefs insider Nate Taylor drops by. We do that next.
Fesco in the Morning, brought to you by Santa Fe Auto Sound, Kansas City's home for car audio since 1967.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.